The man who transformed the arid West with massive dam, irrigation, and hydroelectric projects died last month. Floyd Dominey served as commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation under four presidents, and he's best known for the Glen Canyon Dam that plugged the Colorado River. While conservationists considered that project an environmental disaster, Dominey called it his crowning jewel. Elizabeth Arnold has this look back.
He was brash, intimidating, and relentless, a cigar-puffing, larger-than-life figure who believed a free-flowing river was a useless river. His purpose, he said, was to give life to a parched land. In this 1997 PBS documentary based on the book Cadillac Desert, Dominey was downright evangelical.
I have no apologies. I was a crusader for the development of water. I was the Messiah.
Dominey was shaped by his boyhood on a failing farm in Nebraska during the Dust Bowl. His first job as a county agent in Wyoming was to help ranchers build rolled earth dams to ensure water for livestock. He built 300 in a single county. His rise in the Bureau of Reclamation was rapid due to his tenacity and persuasiveness with Congress, which kept the money flowing for his projects. Among his most prominent were the Glen Canyon, Flaming Gorge, and Navajo dams in the upper Colorado River Basin and the Trinity River part of California's Central Valley Project. But Glen Canyon, the most contested dam in America, was his legacy. More than 70 stories tall, it stores and regulates water flow, generates electric power, and created cities, farms, and golf courses in the desert, not to mention Lake Powell. In the radio series Moving Waters, Dominey says damming rivers was a way to improve nature and human society all across the West.
So this is why Glen Canyon is necessary, so you could capture the San Juan and the Escalante and the Green and all the rest of them. For example, the city of Albuquerque couldn't depend on its 110,000 acre-feet of water unless it had the storage capacity in Glen Canyon Dam.
But Glen Canyon also flooded a vast canyon landscape and thousands of years of indigenous culture and natural history. In this 2002 interview, David Brower, who founded the Sierra Club, says his organization's support for Glen Canyon, in return for the Bureau passing up on others, was his greatest failure.
We found out later that there was a mistake to vote and that we'd been led down the Primrose Trail, that there would be enormous damage to the river, and the next year we withdrew our support. That's a story I'd rather forget.
While conservationists lamented the effect of Western water projects on the environment, Dominey remained true to his cause throughout his life, arguing that produce from the dammed and irrigated West enhanced the health of all Americans, and that the resulting reservoirs have drawn more visitors than the national parks combined. In 1969, Dominey resigned from his post and retired to a farm in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley, where he raised cattle, made some ponds, and built his last dam. He was 100 years old. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold.